Welcome to another Ag Legacy recording. Ag Legacy is a series of presentations and other online materials intended to assist rural families in creating their own legacy by beginning the thought process and opening the lines of communication. Today's recording will address the topic boundaries and barriers. Do they belong in an ag legacy? I'm John Hewlett, Ranch and Farm Management Extension Specialist in the University of Wyoming Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. I will be your speaker for today's Ag Legacy presentation. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining this discussion on building healthy boundaries within agricultural families. Today, we'll explore how clear boundaries can help reduce family conflict, improve communication, and ensure the successful transition of your farm or ranch from one generation to the next. Our focus will be on practical strategies that you can apply immediately to foster trust and mutual respect while balancing the complexities of family and business relationships. In this presentation, we'll start by understanding what boundaries are and why they're so crucial in the unique setting of agricultural families. Healthy boundaries are the foundation of trust and respect, helping to reduce family conflict and creating clarity around roles and expectations. Without them, families can experience resentment, burnout, and even strained business operations. Our goals are threefold. First, to provide tools for fostering better relationships within your family. Second, to help ensure a smooth transition of ownership and management to the next generation. And finally, to preserve the sustainability of your farm or ranch for years to come. By addressing these topics, we hope to strengthen your family connections and support your shared legacy. First, we invite you to reflect on this short scenario. The Johnson family's cattle ranch had been passed down for generations, but as Lisa stepped into a leadership role, tensions grew. Her father, Tom, struggled to let go of daily decision-making, while Lisa felt overwhelmed and undervalued. Family meal times turned into business debates, and Lisa's brother, Jake, withdrew to avoid the growing conflict. The root of their struggles was unclear boundaries. Lisa couldn't say no to tasks that encroached on her personal time, and Tom resisted relinquishing control. Unspoken resentment and emotional distance began to erode not only their family relationships, but also the future of their ranch. Well, let's start by defining what boundaries are and why they matter. Boundaries are the personal limits we set to protect our well-being and clarify our roles within relationships. They act as guidelines that help us understand what we are comfortable with and how we interact with others. There are several types of boundaries that play a role in our lives. For example, physical boundaries like personal space and comfort with touch. Emotional boundaries, which help us manage feelings about absorbing others' burdens. Mental boundaries, where we respect differing beliefs and opinions. Time boundaries to balance work, family, and personal commitments. And material boundaries, like sharing resources fairly. By understanding these different types of boundaries, we can create a balanced and respectful environment in our families and businesses. It's important to understand the difference between boundaries and barriers because they serve very different purposes. Boundaries promote respect, clarity, and connection in relationships. For example, setting clear work hours ensures that both personal and professional time are honored. Barriers, on the other hand, are emotional walls that block trust and communication. These often arise from unresolved conflicts or fear of vulnerability. For instance, avoiding difficult conversations because of a fear of conflict can create emotional distance and strain relationships. While boundaries help build stronger connections, barriers can lead to isolation and misunderstanding. Think of boundaries as a well-designed fence on a ranch. It keeps things organized and safe while allowing interaction. Barriers, however, act like locked gates, preventing any kind of connection. Throughout this presentation, we'll focus on replacing barriers with healthy boundaries. Now let's take a look at how barriers form. Emotional barriers often develop as a response to difficult experiences. One common source is a fear of vulnerability, where past negative experiences make us hesitant to open up or trust others. Another is unresolved conflicts, where issues remain unspoken and result in avoidance or emotional withdrawal. Finally, communication breakdowns, such as misunderstandings or differing communication styles, can lead to frustration and erode trust over time. The Johnson Ranch provides an example of barriers between Lisa and her father, Tom. Lisa's emotional withdrawal and Tom's resistance to letting go of control created barriers in their relationship. These barriers not only affected their personal connection, but also the overall management of their family ranch. Barriers don't just create short-term discomfort. They can have significant long-term consequences. On an emotional level, barriers often lead to resentment, frustration, and burnout. At a relationship level, barriers constrain connections, test family and business bonds, and erode trust between family members. These issues make it difficult to work together effectively, especially in settings like a family farm or ranch where personal and professional relationships overlap. In terms of farm sustainability, unresolved barriers can prevent clear communication, making it harder to plan for the future and ensure a successful transition to the next generation. This is why identifying and addressing these barriers is so critical for maintaining both family harmony and the success of your agricultural legacy. Healthy boundaries are essential for several reasons, especially in the intertwined personal and professional environment of a family farm or ranch. First, boundaries enhance communication and reduce misunderstandings. By setting clear expectations, family members can avoid unnecessary conflict and work together with less friction. Second, boundaries support mental well-being and help prevent burnout. When family members define their limits, they can focus on being and doing their best without feeling overextended or overwhelmed. Third, healthy boundaries maintain clarity in family and business roles. For example, on the Johnson Ranch, Lisa's leadership role became more effective when boundaries were introduced to clarify her responsibilities and decision-making authority. Establishing boundaries is not about creating division, but fostering an environment of trust, respect, and shared purpose. These benefits contribute to both family harmony and the long-term sustainability of the operation. Setting boundaries may seem challenging at first, but with the right steps, it becomes a powerful tool for fostering healthier relationships. The first step is self-awareness. This involves reflecting on your own values, limits, and priorities. Ask yourself, what do I need to feel balanced and respected in my family and my business interactions? The second step is clear communication. Use I statements to express your needs without placing blame or creating defensiveness. For example, instead of saying, "You never respect my time," try instead, "I need quiet hours in the evening to recharge for the next day." Finally, consistency is key. Boundaries only work if they are maintained over time. Reinforce them through regular actions and discussions so others understand and respect the limits you've set. These steps will help you create boundaries that are both effective and respectful, paving the way for healthier relationships. Despite the importance of boundaries, setting and maintaining them can be difficult, particularly in close-knit families or traditional farm settings. One common challenge is people-pleasing, where individuals fear rejection or disappointing others and, as a result, neglect their own needs. Another challenge is perfectionism. Unrealistic expectations and the desire for approval can prevent people from saying no or from setting realistic limits. Cultural and societal expectations can also play a role. In traditional settings, boundaries might be misunderstood as selfish or even disrespectful. To overcome these challenges, start by reflecting on the consequences that can be expected where boundaries are not used. Remind yourself that setting boundaries is not selfish. It's necessary for maintaining healthy relationships. Additionally, use assertive communication techniques and seek support from trusted family members or mentors who understand the importance of boundaries. Effective communication is a cornerstone of healthy boundaries. When family members communicate openly and respectfully, it reduces misunderstandings and fosters stronger connections. One essential tool is active listening. This means fully concentrating on what the other person is saying without interrupting or forming a response in your mind before they finish. By doing this, you show that you value their perspective, which encourages mutual understanding. Another tool is setting clear expectations for family meetings and decisions. Agree on the purpose of each discussion and define roles ahead of time. For example, during a business meeting, decide who will lead the conversation and who will take notes to keep the meeting on track. Finally, practice open dialogue about emotions and concerns. Encourage each family member to share their thoughts honestly while respecting the perspective of others. Creating a safe environment for such discussions can greatly reduce tension and improve relationships. Time management offers another area for crucial boundaries, particularly in farm and ranch families where work often blends with personal life. To set effective time boundaries, allocate specific hours for work, family, and personal needs. For instance, establish a routine where family dinners are work-free zones, allowing everyone to reconnect without the pressures of business. Avoid overcommitment, as this can lead to burnout and resentment. Saying no to additional responsibilities is not necessarily a sign of weakness or unwillingness to contribute, but rather can be a step toward maintaining balance and well-being. In the Johnson Ranch example, Lisa struggled with balancing work and personal time. She took on too many tasks, which left her feeling overwhelmed and undervalued. By setting time boundaries, she was able to reclaim her personal time and improve her leadership role within the family business. Healthy time boundaries can help ensure that you meet both personal and professional commitments without sacrificing your well-being. Emotional boundaries are vital for maintaining balance in relationships, especially in families where roles often overlap between personal and professional contexts. To respect emotional boundaries, start by recognizing your emotional limits during conversations. For example, if a discussion becomes overwhelming, it's okay to step back and ask for time to process your thoughts. Avoid taking on the emotional burdens of others. While empathy is important, you don't have to absorb someone else's stress or anxiety to support them. Instead, listen actively and offer help within your limits. Finally, use respectful language to express your emotional needs. For example, if you feel drained after a tough day, say, "I need some quiet time to recharge before we continue this discussion." This sets a boundary without dismissing the other person's feelings. By respecting emotional boundaries, you create an environment of trust and mutual support, strengthening both personal and family relationships. Setting boundaries is only the first step. Reinforcing them consistently is what makes them effective. When you establish a boundary, it's important to maintain it across all situations. For example, if you've set a rule about work-free family dinners, stick to it even when the temptation to discuss business arises. Consistency helps others understand that your boundaries are firm and non-negotiable. If a boundary is repeatedly ignored or violated, don't hesitate to address the issue. Sometimes a neutral mediator, such as a family counselor or advisor, can help facilitate a productive conversation and ensure that everyone feels heard. Reinforcing boundaries is about creating a foundation of trust and mutual respect. Over time, this consistency helps prevent conflicts and strengthens relationships within the family and the business. To make boundaries more relatable, let's look at a few practical examples of successful boundary setting. First, scheduling dedicated work hours is a common boundary in agricultural families. This ensures that everyone knows when work responsibilities start and end, helping maintain a balance between business and personal life. Second, creating family meetings with clear agendas can separate personal and professional discussions. For example, setting aside one evening per week for a family check-in allows everyone to discuss personal matters without the stress of work topics. Finally, establishing personal time to recharge is essential for avoiding burnout. Whether it's taking an hour to read or setting aside weekends for family outings, these moments help maintain mental and emotional well-being. These examples demonstrate how boundaries can be applied to real-life situations, fostering both family and business success. Life balance plays a critical role in maintaining healthy boundaries. When we neglect our mental and emotional health, it becomes difficult to uphold boundaries and engage effectively with others. One of the biggest challenges is overcoming the guilt associated with prioritizing personal needs. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It allows you to show up fully for your family, your business, and your legacy. Effective strategies for establishing life balance include practicing mindfulness, engaging in hobbies that bring you joy, and ensuring you get regular rest. For example, a short walk outdoors can often help clear your mind and prepare you for the challenges of the day. By prioritizing a good life balance, you protect your energy and emotional well-being, which strengthens your ability to set and maintain boundaries over time. Boundaries are not static. They need to evolve as relationships and responsibilities change. For instance, as younger generations take on leadership roles within a farm or ranch, the dynamics of decision-making may shift, requiring adjustments to existing boundaries. It's important to periodically assess whether your boundaries are still effective. Ask yourself, are my current limits supporting my life balance and my relationships? If not, it may be time to reevaluate and make changes. We may need to adjust boundaries to reflect new priorities and needs. For example, a parent who transitions out of daily farm operations might step back from making operational decisions, but remain involved as a mentor. Flexibility ensures that boundaries continue to serve their purpose, even as circumstances evolve. Despite our best efforts, boundaries will occasionally be crossed, and when this happens, it's important to address violations calmly and empathetically. Reacting with anger or frustration may escalate the conflict and make resolution more difficult. Use clear and respectful language to express your concerns. For example, when my request for uninterrupted time wasn't respected, I felt frustrated because I couldn't focus on my tasks. This approach avoids blame and focuses on resolving the issue. If conflict persists, consider involving mediators or professional advisors. Their neutral perspective can help navigate complex issues and restore trust. Addressing boundary violations constructively ensures that relationships remain strong and supportive. Healthy boundaries play a vital role in building a legacy of respect and trust within agricultural families. They create a foundation of mutual understanding, which reduces conflict and fosters collaboration. Emotional connections grow stronger when families establish and respect boundaries. These deeper connections build resilience and allow family members to support one another effectively during challenging times. Clear boundaries also directly contribute to the sustainability of the farm or ranch. By defining roles, balancing responsibilities, and fostering open communication, families are better equipped to plan for the future and execute smooth transitions to the next generation. In essence, boundaries not only protect the present, but also ensure that the values, relationships, and success of your legacy are passed on to future generations. As we wrap up, let's review key points made in this presentation. First, healthy boundaries are essential for reducing conflict and fostering trust within families. They create clarity and respect, which strengthens both personal and professional relationships. Second, boundaries improve mental well-being and allow individuals to thrive in their roles. They also ensure that business operations run smoothly by reducing misunderstandings and promoting clear communication. And finally, boundaries are the foundation of a resilient and enduring agricultural legacy. By setting and maintaining healthy boundaries, your family can preserve not only your land and business, but also the relationships and values that make your legacy meaningful. These principles will help you navigate challenges, sustain your operations, and ensure that your family and business thrive for generations to come. So, you might ask, what's next? How can you begin applying what you've learned today? Start by reflecting on areas where boundaries are needed in your family and business. Consider where misunderstandings or conflicts arise and how clear boundaries might help. Next, use the communication tools we discussed to establish and maintain these boundaries. Remember, the importance of self-awareness, clear communication, and consistency is key. We hope we have offered a few practical tools along with a dash of inspiration to strengthen your family connections and secure the future of your farm or ranch. If you've found this presentation helpful, we also recommend that you check out the newsletter on the same topic. You can find it on our website at aglegacy.org. And while you're there, be sure to check out our other materials, including modules, newsletters, and additional materials to help you in creating your own ag legacy. And thank you for tuning in.